Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to talk about what's happening in the working economy. The layoffs everywhere that is happening right now. It is 2024 in March, and it has been crazy. Like, if you're working at a regular 9-to-5, especially if you're working in, like, a tech company, or, if you're not in a union, if you're not working for the government, and you're just working that 9-to-5, it's hard not to think about layoffs and just how employers are treating employees, like, at this stage of our lives. Like, I mean, look, it goes back and forth, right? I think a couple years ago, when it was still during the pandemic, there was a time where it was the employees, right, that had the upper hand. And it was hard for company to hire, like, you know, like, candidates. Like, employees were kind of choosing which company they want to go to and all of that. And employees had the upper hand for some time. And it kind of goes back and forth, right? Like, you're going to go through a moment in time where it's flip or whatever. And you could really tell right now it is the other way. Like, employer are really making that move. And they're making it quite clear, if anything, intentionally clear, that you're replaceable. And, like, even my own personal experience right now, I'm going through it the same, you know, like, I fear that. And I think it is on a lot of our minds. So I want to talk about, like, what are some things that I do to navigate through uncertainty and, like, the thoughts that come through my mind as well. Because I think a lot of us out there are feeling it. And we're thinking about if it have happened to you, you know how tough it is. And if it have not happened to you, but, like, you're obviously also really on edge and thinking about it, because it's just not something, like, pleasant that you want to even think about. Like, when is that coming? Am I next? You know, all of that stuff is natural to feel. And when I think about this, like, just, like, acknowledging that right now, we're at that stage of the economy where employers have the upper hand. And one thing I am, you know, realizing is that when you are kind of the typical, you know, worker bee, like I am, you know, I work at a 9-to-5 job. I have a specific role and things I'm responsible in doing. I think this is a time, especially, it is so important to show, like, your worth. Like, why is the company needing you here? Why do they need to keep you? It's not that it's not important when it's not during this time, but it just kind of make me realize it even more, because at the end of the day, and it still happens too, honestly, you could be, like, such a great contributor and somehow you're just part of a number that needs to get cut. Like, that obviously really do happen. Sometimes I do believe, like, layoff is kind of, like, blind and they don't really know who's actually doing the work, who's behind the scenes, and who's actually has the knowledge. But there are moments where your manager and your direct manager's manager are the people behind the scenes making those decisions. And if that were to be the case, one of the things that you do want to, you know, help your case in terms of, like, lower the probability of that your name being on the list is making sure that they know and sees the value that you add to the team. And one way is really, you know, making your work, like, heard and known. And that, as we all know, is not an easy thing. Like, the idea of, like, what is the answer here? Are we supposed to just show off, you know, our work? Are we supposed to just go on blast and talk about, you know, your work? And if any of you know me, like, that's been listening to this podcast, like, that is a hard thing to do for me. And I think for a lot of us out there that are just not naturally an extrovert or like a natural person that just is able to talk about their work, you know, like I have trouble doing that for some time. But I do recognize the importance of that. Like if you are doing important work and if you're just doing a lot of stuff in general, like the need to be able to communicate that, not to the people, like the like what we call stakeholders, right? Not only to the people that you're helping, but to like your leaders, like your managers and your manager's manager, making them understand truly like what is it that you're doing that is so impactful. Because, and I'm so guilty of not being able to do that super well. And I need to like train myself to be able to do that well. But I think a lot of us are actually guilty of that. I think a lot of us that are very focused in our day to day and just doing our best in our job and just like keeping afloat, sometimes we don't spend enough time in developing the story that we want to tell our upper management, just like the great work and the contribution that you're doing. Sometimes like in our hearts, we have this expectation that, well, they should just know. You know, it's like, you're doing great work, you're busy all the time, your manager should just know all of that great work that you do. And it's just, you know, there's this almost like this unwritten expectation that your manager should just be able to package all of the work that they know you're doing to the upper management. Unfortunately, the reality that that's almost like never the case. Your manager is probably like so busy packaging their own image, you know, in a way that upper management see value in them. And they're really, most of the time, not really paying attention to the great work that you're doing. Sometimes they probably don't even really know what exactly that you do. So nevertheless, they don't have time to even carve this like great story for you. So what that means is all of that usually land on yourself, being able to communicate all of the great work that you're doing in a way that people that who don't know the things that you do day to day is able to understand like, wow, this person actually do contribute a lot to our team, to the business, and whatever that they're doing is so valuable. Like it would be very unfortunate if we don't have this person here anymore. Like that itself is a skill. Like it's almost like a project. It's like a job on its own to be able to carve those things. It does actually take a lot of time. And I think now more than ever, it is so important to actually dedicate part of your day, part of the like your job should be able to tell that story. And I think that is actually a really important thing. Like if you, like myself, it's like, you know, feeling the stress from this whole economy right now, and you're feeling like, man, you know, I really hope like the hard work and the things that I do and all of that is being recognized, that I don't become, you know, a name on the number. Like, I think more than ever, I'm saying all of this, and obviously nothing is guaranteed. Again, like, layoffs could be so blind. Like, you could be literally the best of the best, or you could even be the CEO. Like, it really doesn't matter. Sometimes it still happens, and you could be like the one of the most important person, right, within the team. Sometimes it just happens because it's just a number. But if there's anything, you know what I mean, like you feel like you can do, and overall, even if it's not even about this, I think if you're trying to get a promotion or if you're just trying to get more recognition within your, you know, team and managers out of your career, like I think overall, just being able to communicate your work in a way that people who's not like understanding the ins and outs of what you do is going to be beneficial for you. And I think especially during this time where like the likelihood of like upper management trying to create a list of names of people that they think it's okay to let go, you know what I mean? Like being able to communicate your work in a way that people recognize like just how important you are in the work that you do more than ever, if you can share that more, it could be helpful. Again, nothing is guaranteed. And again, these things could be so blindly, right, happen that really no matter how great and awesome and amazing you are, sometimes it still happens. So, you know, recognizing all of that myself too, And like, I do believe that those are some of the things that if I have to, you know, do something to help in any way I can, because it stresses me out too. I mean, I'm just a human just like anybody else, you know. I care about my income. I care about my, you know, job safety. I care about the work that I do. And instead of just hoping that my team and people recognize that, I want to try my best to see if I could share that. So it's not just about me hoping that people recognize me, but like me taking some sort of action in doing that. Now, yes, that's like one thing that like, yeah, like I will do and try to do my best. However, I know at the end of the day, I'm just a little working bee, you know, in a company when I work in a 9-to-5 job. So what I also have been thinking a lot about is just like, you know, like this whole idea of like a side hustle and just being able to think more ways of making money, right? How do you have a like, how do you truly build passive income, for example, has been really something that's top of my mind. Just like in our generation today, just like we're in 2024, there's like so many more creative ways to make money. And I feel that if you truly are not like super satisfied with your 9-to-5 and you feel like this can be it, right? Like, I think you could give your heart and soul, you know, to a company. But at the end of the day, if you feel like, man, like, is this it? Like, you know, when you think about, you know, when I grow old, like, is this it? Like, I just work 9-to-5 and is that all is to it? You know, I think it is important to think beyond the 9-to-5 workflow and think about how to diversify your income. Like, how do you find passive income or device, like, you know, find other ways, other things that also interest you when doing your own time on your, you know, weekends and evenings that pique your interest, that you think you could explore and learn more to enrich yourself and to actually find other ways of making money. I think that will be a smart option too, because I think all of us, not all of us, I mean, some of us, most of us, I would say, right, we don't want to be tied down to a 9-to-5 forever, right? We don't want to be, you know, wishing that we will be working until we can hit retirement and then that's that, right? I think most of us would wish like financial freedom much sooner. And I think the reality is that 9-to-5 is not going to get you there. And you do need to be able to think creatively of what other ways can you, you know, make money right beyond your 9-to-5. And I think that is actually a very important thing to, you know, think about if you're like truly serious about getting off this like handcuff of 9-to-5. And I think, you know, instead of worrying about like layoffs and basically putting the faith of your income and your money and your survivalhood into a company and hoping that they recognize your contribution, it's like, how do you take the matters in your own hand? And look, I get it, it's not easy at all. Like, I'm someone myself, am super interested, but to get started, to like really dig deep and think through way, like, you bet it's hard, especially when you have a 9-to-5. You're tired, you know, in the evenings, you just want to rest and have like a breathing room on the weekends, especially if you have a family and you have kids. Like, oh my goodness, like, you barely even have time to probably take a number two, you know. So I get it, like, it's not easy, but is it possible? Yes, it is. And it does, is going to require dedications, it's going to require time, it's going to require like working the overtime, right, to like make that happen after your 9-to-5 job. And look, I like stability too. Like, I like something secure. So like, for me, it's going to be very difficult for me to even want to like let go of a 9-to-5 before I even find something that is super stable. So like, my thinking, it's like, okay, like, what can I do then, right, during my evenings or during the weekends, like basically the time that I do have to myself, how do I get closer to financial freedom? How do I build that side hustle? How do I build that momentum and that muscle and think creatively and finding ways of making other money, right? And look, it's not going to be easy, but like, that dedication, that fire in you needs to be there and for you to take action. Otherwise, like, you know, most typical Americans like myself, like, likely will just work at a 9-to-5 forever, you know? And that means our faith is going to be dependent on the companies that's willing to hire us. And that's always going to be stressful. You know what I mean? So I mean, that's like the two, I would say, approach that I am trying to take action while dealing with this, like, really stressful economy right now. It's like, you know, doing my best that I can at work, definitely, and making sure that I am being communicative and, like, taking actions and not waiting too long and waiting for things to be perfect before I speak up, because I tend to have, you know, challenge doing that. It's like waiting for this perfect moment to then, you know, talk about the projects that I've been working on and things like that, and having to push myself to really just be able to, like, hey, look, it's okay to talk about your progress along the way. It's okay that it is not perfect yet. You should still let people know why you're doing this, how does it help them, like, you know, basically make your work known. It's not a natural thing, I think, for a lot of us. It's not like a natural thing in our bones to be talking about your work, especially if it's not, like, completely done or it's, like, in the perfect stage that you want it to be. But being able to push yourself to, like, practice that, talk about that, share it with your manager, share it with your upper manager. Again, not to, like, waste their time, but truly, like, if the work that you're doing are truly valuable and is truly needed, they need to know it and they need to hear it, because why the heck else would you be doing it if it's not going to impact anything, if it doesn't result in anything? Like, you probably shouldn't be doing it, you know? So if you truly are doing impactful work, you do need to spend time in packaging it. And that's what I've learned, is that I spend so much time doing, but I don't spend enough time packaging it. And sometimes, if anything, being able to package your work is sometimes even more important than, like, the work itself. Because you could be working on some of the most important thing in the world, but if people don't understand your vision and what you're trying to do, it's like, how are you going to get people to invest in you, right? It's like you're trying to build this amazing product and the company. If you're not even able to show people what it potentially could be, like a demo or a prototype, how are you going to get investors to invest in your company? How are you going to get people to, like, give you the money up front, right, in hopes that you'll build out what you built? It's like you think about all these startups, right, that they go out there and try to get investors to invest in them. Even though they're not fully baked, their ideas or whatever product that they are promising to build, but there has to be some sort of, like, prototype or a demo, right, that you show people to get them interested, to understand, like, what is that bigger picture that you're trying to solve? And they're really investing in you and your drive and your vision and your potential, right? It's kind of like that. Like, think of, like, all the little mini projects that you're working on as almost like a mini company that you're trying to start. And in order for people to even get interested and care about what you're working on, even if it's not done yet, you need to be able to package it in a way that's interesting enough for people to even want to learn more about it, to, like, anticipate what you have to build. And it took me a while too, like, to really realize that, because I myself have been so guilty of just, like, being heads down. Once I know what I'm doing, I'll just focus on, like, building it, almost like until it's, like, pretty much an end product and I finished building it, and then talk about it and then show people. But the thing is, the time that it took me to even build that, it's a journey. It's so long, and I lose people, and people don't feel like they're part of the journey. People don't feel like they're part of the vision. And what that really means is you lose people that would have probably advocated for you and want to cheer you on. Like, that to them is actually a turnoff, you know, to not be part of the journey, to not be part of the way. And then you just go, bam, you know, here you go, here's the product. They'll be like, where is this even coming from? You know, so there's actually a lot more benefit to be able to, like, package what you're doing and communicate early and bring people along the journey, so people are aware of what you're doing, understand why you're doing what you're doing, and also value you, right, as a person in the team. That, like, wow, this person is actually very valuable. They're working on very high impact stuff. We can't lose this person. You know, whatever that is, right? Again, nothing is guaranteed in this difficult economy. But, you know, there's only so many things that we could do to try our best to show our value. And, you know, there is a part where, you know, if it happens, it happens. But of course, you just do your best and see. So that is one route. The other route is like thinking beyond the 9-to-5 wheel. How do you get out of it? You know, how do you eventually be able to have diverse income so that you don't always have to rely on the employer being able to recognize you? Because that's always going to be a difficult thing. Like, especially like the bigger the company that you're in, the harder it is that they even see individuals as individuals. You know what I mean? Like, if the company that you work on is so large, you honestly could be like one of the most important and awesome and amazing rock star person, but it's just hard for people to know every single person in the company. You know what I mean? So like, if you want that recognition and you want to kind of be that rock star and you're giving so much of your life, there's chances are people don't know that, you know, and not everybody's gonna know that. And, you know, it is just reality, right? So like, if your goal too, right, like, what is your goal? Like, ask yourself, like, what are you even trying to get out of, you know, your work, right? At the end of the day, is it money? Is it like you are working on something you're passionate? Is it just like a journey path to get to somewhere else? Like, all of that stuff you really need to ask yourself, right? Because to some people, this difficult economy of like potentially getting laid off, maybe is not that as impactful to you because you're like, well, this is just a stepping stone to something else. I'll be okay. If you like, that's totally fine too. You know, some people just have different paths. They're in different stages of their life, and it is what it is. So some of you out there might not really even worry about this difficult economy. Some might be. And I think it's just how we navigate. And again, like, I feel like these things changes a lot. Like, you never really know which side, you know, is going to be stronger at the end of the day, employee or employer. Like, they kind of just kind of balances at one piece or another. But right now, we just happen to be like very employer dominant. And you hear it and you could see it, like the tone that these companies are sending. It's really like almost like want you to know that you are replaceable, and that like it's almost like this way of driving fear to encourage people working harder, which is, you know, a really sad way of leading, right? When you think about it, because you really wish that the companies and society are not going to lead by fear, but more so in other ways to motivate people to give their all or like work harder or be inspired. But of course, sometimes what people do is they lead by fear. It's almost like if you don't work hard, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you don't come back to the office, you know, all these things, they'll list out a clear consequences. And sometimes it's like the easy way out of like them trying to set the tone of getting what they want. And if they don't get what they want, then you're welcome to go or they'll kick you out. And, you know, it just kind of depends on the culture, on the people. And I think most people right now are just fed up of both sides, like not getting what they want, not getting what they need. And they result in like an easier way out, which is like an ultimatum, almost like letting people know, like, if you don't work hard, if you don't do this, if the company's not doing well, if we're not making money, you know, there's like all these things that's really like at the moment black and white. And it's unfortunate. And of course, like, I really hope that that is not the direction that's going to continue to go in a very bad way. Because as we know, like, there were very good years where companies were, you know, fighting over talent and they're trying to be the company that will give the most perks, right? Snacks, lunches, massages, whatever, like just basically try to one up another company for retaining talent, getting more talent. Like, we want to, you know, get back to that, you know, or better, right? Like, where company recognizes the value of the human body and the workers that they have. And it's more about attracting these people to come over and not all using almost like a fear tactic of, we're all gonna be like this, so like you need to do, you know, like, you know, it's like it's very different at the moment. And really hoping that that's like not the direction that is gonna go. But like what people say, hope hope is not a strategy. So you can't just always sit there and just hope for things to happen. You really need to start thinking about how you're going to create the path for yourself and make things happen for yourself. So look, anyone out there who is stressing over this, who's even worrying over this work economy, I feel you. I hear you. Honestly, I feel the same too. And I'm also trying the best, my best to, you know, think positive and do my best at my job. And also really just trying to be creative in ways where I am able to continue to like up my own value, like continue to learn, continue to like amp yourself up with knowledge. Like, because that's one thing that no one could ever take away from you, no matter what company you're in. It's like your knowledge, your will, your drive, your passion. And that is something that I believe in myself. Like, I know that I'm always curious. I want to learn. I want to learn the latest technology. I want to, you know, always kind of be in the know of what is the next thing so I could apply it creatively in the job that I do. And I know that's going to be, you know, something that is not going to get lost within me, no matter which company, what role I have. And I know I'm going to be an asset, you know, to a company, because I know not only that I work hard, I work smart, and, you know, I'm willing to put in the work and I, you know, do what I can to make shit happens. So I like have this strong belief of myself as a person. And I think that's actually really important, that you, regardless of what company, regardless of what role, regardless of what pay that you get, you don't ever lose yourself. If anything, you continue to invest in yourself. You continue to learn how to do the next best job that you can, the next role, in the next, no matter what company, no matter who's paying you. You know what I mean? I think that is the most important thing. So when you do have any time to yourself, yes, it's so tempting, and I do it too, you know, to like just watch a movie, to be brainless, to scroll through your phone brainlessly. And I do that, and I do believe it is important to do some of that in some of the time. But, you know, when you do have hours, ends where you're just doing brainless things, I do think it's important to switch your brain, get yourself away from the phone, and trying to like learn new things. Again, invest back into yourself, because again, you never know like what you need in your life, when you need it. And if you could depend on yourself to have the right skills, always growing, and that, you know, you're like always like looking for the next thing of like what you could do better and what you offer. Like, I think you will always be able to like get something worthwhile that feeds you, that pays you well, that's gonna, you know, be like your next thing. So it is important to also spend time to invest in yourself. Anyway, I hope that this is helpful. I think it is like, you know, definitely a good time to talk about this, because the economy is just so crazy. The work job market, and let's not even talk about the housing market at the moment, just the American dream and all of that. We'll save all of that in the next episode, but I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.